We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
What if you could travel the world without the hassle of planning, navigating, or organizing your trip? Colette Guided Travel can make that happen. Hi, it's Linda Pellegrino, host of Senior Radio Buffalo, inviting you on our upcoming tour in October 2020. This is a European tour of a lifetime, starting in London, taking in the incredible sights from Buckingham Palace to Big Ben. Take the Eurostar high-speed train to Paris, the City of Lights, and enjoy dinner at the Eiffel Tower. Continue on the Eurostar to Lucerne, one of Switzerland's most beautiful places. Then on to Venice, discover a floating city with iconic landmarks and centuries-old blind canals dotted with gondolas. Tour Florence, the cradle of the Renaissance, and make a special visit to see the David, Michelangelo's masterpiece. Finally, in Rome, bask in cultural treasures like the historic Colosseum and more. Don't miss out on this once-in-a-lifetime trip. Call 877-262-4489. That's 877-262-4489. That's why we travel Colette.
Senior Radio has become a valued resource to baby boomers and active seniors all over Western New York. Each week, they talk with local experts, bringing vital information on health and wellness, living opportunities, legal and financial matters, along with leisure and local activities. If you would like to join Linda Pellegrino on the show, contact them on their website at seniorradiobuffalo.com to participate in this very relevant community resource. Tune in to Senior Radio Buffalo, Saturday mornings at 11, and now the Sunday morning edition on News Radio 930 WBEN.
The following is paid programming.
Remember when you couldn't wait to be a senior? You ruled the school. Well, now you're a senior again, and this time it's just as good, if not better. Welcome to Senior Radio Sunday Morning Edition, the local radio show dedicated to informing and educating baby boomers and active seniors all over Western New York. We'll talk about health and wellness, living options, navigating through legal and financial issues, as well as leisure and local activities here in Western New York. Brought to you by Danisco Strategic Group. And now, here's your host, Linda Pellegrino.
Good morning, everybody. I'm Linda Pellegrino, and yep, you are listening once again to Senior Radio Buffalo. We love bringing this show to you every single weekend, Saturday and Sunday, because I have the best guests in town. There's no doubt about it. Now, one group of guys that I've worked with since I started in radio, a long time ago, was the Buffalo Bills Alumni Foundation. And every year they add a few guys and they have their wonderful golf tournament. But what you learn about these guys is that they are close, thick as thieves, and what they do is that they work for the community. They loved playing and they loved kind of giving back and still meeting their fans to this day. And I'm so excited because Will Fowler is in studio today. Will, one of the original Buffalo Bill alumni players from what, 1960?
1960 and 61.
Wow. You still have great memories of all those days?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
You have one memory that you play in your head all the time?
Not really.
More than one.
The fact that I was able to play is the one memory that I keep in mind.
That's fantastic.
Yeah.
You guys were very, very close, the guys in those first years.
Oh, yeah. We were, the squad was not as large as they are now. We were limited to 30-some players.
Yep.
And believe it or not, we only had about five coaches. Now you have 20 coaches on the field now. But, we were a great group of guys. You know, I enjoyed playing. I loved playing. And I'll remember it until the day I leave here.
Well, I got to tell you, Will, You are an active member of the Buffalo Bills Alumni Foundation, and you guys are everywhere when it comes to charity. I think you've given well over, I don't know, a million or more.
Over two and a half million dollars now?
Okay. Yeah. It's just incredible. You don't say no to anybody. It's amazing. So this morning, you have brought with you Bob Obrachta, who is the CEO of the Boys and Girls Clubs of the North Towns. Bob, welcome in. Thank you.
Well, thank you for having me.
You're one of the charities that the Buffalo Bills Alumni Foundation believe in and make sure that you get funded. What does this mean for your organization?
I can't tell you how much it means. I'm fortunate myself to be associated with the Bills alumni since back in the 80s. When I first met members of the alumni, they were playing our staff and teachers from the area in benefit basketball.
Wow.
So it's amazing how here we are 40 yep. years later, and you know, we still have this great partnership going on.
That's great. They'd let me play in their golf tournament. I'd be the only girl. It'd be so fun. And they'd say, how did you get here? And you know who used to ask me? Rick Martin, because he'd get invited. I'd say, well, how did you get here? But you know, we met you guys along the way. You were on AM Buffalo, and you never stopped working for the community, Will. Why is that so important to you guys?
Well, you know, many of us decided to reside, to stay here in Western New York, mm-hmm. and we put together our alumni group, and we thought that that would be a way that we could help the different organizations in the community, and all the money we raise, we give it away, and the Boys and Girls Club is just one of the groups that we donate to.
That's fantastic. Bob, this Buffalo Bills alumni, you know, they're one of the best alumni in the country. We have people from other teams who come to their events because they know the guys are so tight and yeah. everybody is so welcome. And it must be terrific for now the Boys and Girls Clubs of the Tonawandas now to know that you're going to get help from these guys.
Oh, without a doubt. And one of the things we enjoy doing and we pride ourselves at our one of our 12 locations is running programs for youth with special needs. Mm-hmm. And a good chunk of the money is used to help in our sports, fitness, nutrition programs for this population. And we've had great success. We've expanded the program to some of our other clubs. Right now we have 12 locations
That's
throughout
great.
Black Rock, Riverside, and the Tonawandas. Mm-hmm. And we've really made including or having these children and young adults now involved in programs with our club members and learning life skills on their own is just so heartwarming.
It's heartwarming to know that you have special needs programs. I bet this was something that you said, boy, it would be nice to be able to offer kids this, but we didn't mm-hmm. have the money. And now you do.
Definitely.
You know?
And
How many kids do you think you serve out of those 12 locations?
Out of the 12 locations, we serve close to 4,000 youth.
That's amazing.
Out of those 4,000, maybe 8% are special mm-hmm. need
wow.
youth that we serve during the course of the week.
When you think these are a lot of these kids, and Will, you'll know too, sometimes these kids, their parents are working. They can't really come back to the house, you know, after school, but they can go to a safe place, and they can go do their homework there, and mm-hmm. they can have camaraderie, and they can have adults who they can trust who they're going to mm-hmm. be there with. That's great.
That's a good deal.
Yeah.
It's a great deal for the kids.
Right. Yeah. Bob, let me give everybody your website and your phone number, because I would imagine you can always use donations.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah. Let me give everybody your information. Bob Obrachta is the CEO of the Boys and Girls Clubs of the North Towns. So here's their web address. It's bgcnt.net, okay? bgcnt.net. And if you'd like to call Bob directly, it's 873-9842, extension 209. Bob, I bet you've seen the kids firsthand be able to, you know, now that you're able to offer them more programs, the kinds of things that you see and the kinds of things that they tell you must be, you know, so wonderful.
Yeah. Well, I can take it a step further. I'm a volunteer in a lot of these programs on the side to stay involved with program. And one of your alumni, Bob Dugan, his son Dan has been in our program since day one. And Dan's an adult now, and he still comes and takes part in our food fitness fun program that's ran at our club in the city of Tonawanda. And he's, you know, the same old Dan I knew when he was a teenager.
Wow, that's great. Are you open 7 days a week?
We're open 6 days a week.
6 days a week, okay. And if you're living in any of those areas, your kids, they are free to come on in and see what you can offer.
Yes.
Yeah, that's fantastic. Boys and girls, which I love. Yes. And that's. Is there anything that you're working on for the next donation that you know you're going to get to offer them in the future?
One of the things we're looking at doing is running a summer sports camp.
Ooh.
And that's... we're looking to obviously July and August, during the months of July and August, and our hope is we can use some of the funds that we received this past year to help supplement that program through field trips and through other special activities that will be taking place during the six-week camp.
How much money would you need for that? If you had to put a figure on it.
Right now, for what we are looking at, $5,000.
All right, we're going to challenge our audience because, you know, $5,000... it's not a lot of money if you have it, but if you don't have it, it's a lot of money. We're talking about kids getting to have fun over the summer, kids going to a place that's safe, having great adults there. We're talking about the kids who go to the Boys and Girls Clubs of the North Towns, 12 different locations, okay, and special needs programs. They need $5,000 to get this going over the summer, and I'm hoping that our audience will pick up the phone and give you a call, Bob, and say, you know what, we can help a little bit. Let's push you towards that goal. Once again, Bob's website is BGC, that's Boys Girls Club, all right, NT.net, 873-9842, extension 209. Will, do you remember growing up and having a place to go?
Absolutely. In my hometown, Mansfield, Ohio, we had a place they called the Friendly House. And I used to go to the Friendly House every day after school and played basketball, played touch football, did it all. And it was a place where all the kids in the neighborhood would gather and we would go down together, you know.
You know, we did too. When I was growing up, I actually grew up in the city of White Plains. And we had the Salvation Army. And that was our meeting place. It was wonderful. The people were terrific. But they had the after-school program, taught us some great hymns, you know. it was wonderful. So we want every kid to have that opportunity.
Absolutely.
And the thing is that the Buffalo Bills Alumni Foundation, you never stop working for the community. You guys are involved in everything, Will.
Oh, yeah. We've been doing it a long time.
Yeah. And you do. And you love it. He's sitting here with a smile on his face because they love doing it.
It's a great activity. You know.
I think when you get to hang out with, you know, Fred Smirlis and Lou Piccone and Ed Rutkowski and Booker Redgerson, it's a good time. Let's face it.
Oh, yeah. We have a good time. Yeah. We have a great time.
You do. So we want everybody to know that that this charity is one that they are working on. We're talking about the Boys and Girls Clubs of North Tonawanda, okay? And again, if you want to get in touch with them, bgcnt.net, and you can give Bob Obrokta a call at 873-9842, extension 209. All right, Bob, you've got that summer program coming up. What else is on your list of Boy We'd Love to Have?
Oh, I don't know where you want me to start, but we, at our 12 sites, we are fortunate to have a club that is open for teens only.
Great.
So we serve youth ages 13 to 18 at this site, which is actually on Skillen in the Riverside section of Buffalo.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really a special site because we're looking for them to have a home away from home. And in a lot of cases, if you go to a Boys and Girls Club and you have grade school children there, you don't have that feeling of home if you're a teenager.
Right.
But that particular site is in need of food. You know, we do have a hot meal served to our youth daily, but the folks at the teen site, you know, are always in need, not only Monday through Saturday when the club is open, but also on the weekends.
Yeah.
In many cases, the meal they receive at the Boys and Girls Club may be the only meal they receive during the course of an entire day, let alone school.
Yeah, yeah. You know, kids got to know somebody cares about them and somebody's watching them. Mm-hmm. There was a time back maybe when we were kids, the neighbors would be watching you. You know what I mean? You stepped out of line, they'd give your parents a call. You always knew somebody was there, you know? Well, you know what? There's a lot of kids these days. Their parents are working. They're not there after school. They love them, too. And so do the people at the Boys and Girls Clubs of the North Towns. We want to have that opportunity for all kids to be in a safe environment, to have fun, work on their sports skills, and just be in a safe place. And Bob, it seems like all your volunteers there, that's what it's all about. And are you looking for volunteers?
We're always looking for volunteers.
Okay.
If you just go to our website and just click the volunteer section, you know, we'll be able to get the process started.
Good, because some people can donate that way, and that's what it's all about. All right, Will Fowler, an original Buffalo Bill alumni player. We're so happy now to be working with your alumni. We're going to see you guys a couple of times every month.
Absolutely.
Can't
wait.
We
look forward to it.
Can't wait, Will Fowler. And Bob O'Brockta, thank you, CEO of the Boys and Girls Clubs of the North Towns, alive and well. And again, couldn't hurt for you to pass along a few donations as well, just like the Buffalo Bills Alumni Foundation. Thanks, everybody. Have a great morning.
Moving, downsizing, getting that cluttered basement, attic, or garage cleaned up. Overwhelmed caregiver? Call Andrews Estate Service, your household liquidation specialist. They're a fully insured, family-owned business that has been cleaning up Buffalo and Western New York homes since 1986. They'll get the job done in a professional, timely manner. For estate sale planning and quality cleanup service, call 873-7440 or visit online at aes86.com. Andrews Estate Service will empty entirely all cabinets, closets, crawl spaces, cupboards, ledges, shelves, walls, etc. When you hire Andrews Estate Service to manage your estate sale, clean out your clutter, or sell your precious collectibles and mementos, you can expect them to sell, donate, repurpose, recycle, or dispose of your possessions with care and dignity. They offer seniors, veterans, and caregivers a special discount. Andrews Estate Service will reduce your stress. Andrews Estate Service will leave your house broom clean. Oh, yes, Andrews Estate Service will even vacuum your basement and garage. If you're a senior, veteran, or caregiver, call 873-7440 right now for more information and a special discount.
What if you could travel the world without the hassle of planning, navigating, or organizing your trip? Colette Guided Travel can make that happen. Hi, it's Linda Pellegrino, host of Senior Radio Buffalo, inviting you on our upcoming tour in October 2020. This is a European tour of a lifetime, starting in London, taking in the incredible sights from Buckingham Palace to Big Ben. Take the Eurostar high-speed train to Paris, the City of Lights, and enjoy dinner at the Eiffel Tower. Continue on the Eurostar to Lucerne, one of Switzerland's most beautiful places. Then on to Venice, discover a floating city with iconic landmarks and centuries-old line canals dotted with gondolas. Tour Florence, the cradle of the Renaissance, and make a special visit to see the David, Michelangelo's masterpiece. Finally, in Rome, bask in cultural treasures like the historic Colosseum and more. Don't miss out on this once-in-a-lifetime trip. Call 877-262-4489. That's 877-262-4489. That's why we travel Colette.
Senior Radio has become a valued resource to baby boomers and active seniors all over Western New York. Each week, they talk with local experts, bringing vital information on health and wellness, living opportunities, legal and financial matters, along with leisure and local activities. If you would like to join Linda Pellegrino on the show, contact them on their website at seniorradiobuffalo.com to participate in this very relevant community resource. Tune in to Senior Radio Buffalo, Saturday mornings at 11, and now the Sunday morning edition on News Radio 930 WBEN.
Hi, it's Linda Pellegrino. I'm heading back to Europe with our senior radio listeners next October. Discover all the treasures Europe has to offer. Starting in London, visiting Buckingham Palace and Big Ben. Then board the Eurostar high-speed train, stopping in Paris. We'll travel through the Swiss Alps to Lucerne, Switzerland. Continuing on to discover all that classic Italy has to offer. Spending time sightseeing in Venice, Florence, and Rome. Call to book now, 877-262-4489. That's 877-262-4489.
Hello, everybody. Once again, you are listening to Senior Radio Buffalo, and I'm Linda Pellegrino. So happy to be your host. And again, I just love having a studio full of some handsome guys, and that's what I've got for you this morning. The Buffalo Bills Alumni Foundation. They put a smile on my face every time I'm with these guys or I'm working with these guys because, you know, they're all about giving back. I mean, these guys have given us so much throughout the years, and they just get a kick out of being able to raise money for local charities and give it back. And you'll never see a group of happier guys doing just that. Boy, are we honored to have in studio Will Fowler, who is one of the original Buffalo Bill alumni players. Will, you go back to what, 1960?
1960.
What did you think when they said, we're going to start this team from Buffalo? You were the first guys out on the field from that first team.
Well, you know, I when I came to Buffalo, I was with the Cleveland Browns, and I was the last player released. And the general manager who had signed me with Cleveland was the general manager with Buffalo.
Oh, boy.
And when I was released from Cleveland, he called my folks down in Mansfield and told them he wanted to get in touch with me. He contacted me and told me that if I wanted a job to come to Buffalo, and I drove up as soon as I could.
I bet you
and
did.
And I've been here ever since.
Well, now, how long did you play for Cleveland?
I had a one-year trial. Uh-huh. I tried out with Cleveland in 1960. Uh-huh. I was the last player released. And then I came to Buffalo.
Wow.
And I've been here ever since.
And it probably seemed like the end of the world when you were released from Cleveland.
Oh, yeah, it was.
Right?
I thought it was all over.
Right? And then how many years did you play for Buffalo?
I played 2 years.
2 years.
I ruptured my Achilles tendon my second season, and I was laid up for about 3 or 4 years before I could run again.
Yeah.
I went to camp in 1964, and practiced one day, couldn't walk the next morning, and I called it
See,
a
that's
day.
It. And that's I, it. And that here you are it. Still with the and alumni.
I'm still with the alumni.
And you
Absolutely.
Are one of the favorite guys of the alumni. I got
to
tell you.
I'd like to think so.
I think so. Everybody says, Will Fowler's here. It's so exciting. And you, at the time, when you played, you were a halfback. They called you that.
Yeah, I was a halfback.
But a running back is basically.
Yeah, running back. Yeah. Now, yeah.
Who do you see yourself in today's game? Who runs like you did?
I don't know.
Yeah, maybe you're an original. You just can't pick anybody else out. But I got to tell you, Will, from all the years that I've been working with the Buffalo Bills Alumni Foundation, you guys are just you're very tight. It's a very, very close group of guys. There's something about, I don't know, playing a professional sport together that you really are a band of brothers.
Oh yeah, we got we've been friends for years. Mm-hmm. You know, the same group of guys.
Yeah,
and we get along well, help each other out when we can. And we're always available.
How soon did you guys start up the alumni, even after you retired?
It was a number of years after I retired that we started the original alumni group. And we reorganized it in 99 and to what it is now.
Yeah.
And we've been active ever since then.
And it's just bigger and better
the
time.
I'm not
kidding when I said that. There's guys from other teams. If you go to their golfing event, they come to the Buffalo Bills because they just know that this group of guys, they're special. And they want that for their team, and they're learning how to do it by coming and watching our guys.
Oh, yeah. We've been doing it a long time.
It's been an honor for me to watch this. And I'm so excited because your propensity to give to charity knows no end. And case in point, we have Bob Obrachta also in studio. Bob is the CEO of the Boys and Girls Clubs of the North Towns. And Bob, the Boys and Girls Clubs of the North Towns is one of the Buffalo Bills Alumni Foundation's charities, and it's meant a lot to you folks in your 12 different locations.
Oh, most definitely. We serve youth from all the way from Black Rock into Grand Island. And like we talked about earlier, a lot of our members have both mom and dad are working, and they're coming to a location because there's nobody home.
Yeah.
And some of what we have been able to do with alumni donation, Buffalo Bills alumni donations, include, you know, help enhance our nutrition programs.
That's great.
You know, we've been able to have special Thanksgiving Day dinners where we invited our members' parents to get a chance to meet them. One of the things that doesn't happen on a regular basis is you get a chance to meet, you know, Johnny's mom and dad.
Right.
So it's really been very beneficial to us as an organization.
Have any of the Buffalo Bills alumni members come on down to the Boys and Girls Clubs?
Yeah, it's interesting because back when I first started, I've been with the organization since 85, and a lot of the players that are in the alumni now played basketball. So we used to, I remember Lou Piccone out there, you know, and during his days when he was, may have actually even still been on the team out there playing.
Wow.
And they used to, you know, we used to have a great time, and we also used to make a great amount of money for our organization at that time. We used to play in various local high schools, and we used to pack the places every year.
You know, Bob, it's interesting because I'm originally from New York, but I don't remember as a kid having an opportunity to actually go and see the guys who I remembered playing professional ball. You could never see the Jets or the Giants anywhere. They didn't come to your hometown and say, we're here for you today. The Buffalo Bills Alumni Foundation, they do that all the time.
Yeah.
All the time. Mm-hmm. There's not very many people in West New York who haven't seen these guys out at some event to get an autograph. Don't you feel the same way, Will?
We go all over the place.
You do?
Yep.
You know?
We volunteer our time and everything. You know, we enjoy it.
Yeah.
You know, always
you
have.
And in one segment, we're going to be talking with Booker Edgerson. And Booker was talking about the Cure the Blue. He's all about prostate cancer awareness. So not only are you guys giving to charities like kids who could sure use it, but there's an awareness, too, of just staying healthy.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
And what we all need to do and the things that we need to talk about. And I just honor Booker because, you know, prostate cancer is one of those things they don't want to talk about. And he's out front and center saying, hey, I'm talking about it. And guess what? I'm talking about it because I got cured of it. And you can, too, if you go and see the doctor. So you guys are just, you know, you're so proactive in the community.
We try to be.
Yeah, you sure do. It's great. And it's great when we get to see you at the stadium, when the current team brings you in and we get to wave to you guys and everything. It's been a riot. But, Bob, we know that you're going to have a busy summer coming up. And I want to give people your web address and your phone number because you can always take volunteers and donations. We don't have to leave it all to the Buffalo Bills alumni. Everybody can do this. Let me give everybody your web address. It's BGCNT. Makes sense, everybody. BGCNT.net. Okay? If you'd like to leave a donation, you can call Bob direct at 873-9842, extension 209. And again, 12 locations around the North Towns, Bob. And again, always looking for volunteers who would come in and either work with the kids or work in the building.
Oh, most definitely. And there's not a more satisfying type volunteer position you could have.
Yeah.
It's seeing the smiles on our members' faces and even down the road, seeing them in the supermarket or whatever really puts a smile to your face and theirs. I've been fortunate enough to volunteer with the special need programming that's ran at our location. And these children, now a lot of them are young adults, and they're my best friends.
Oh, that's fantastic. Listen, we are just so excited to now be working with the Buffalo Bills Alumni Foundation, having Booker in studio and Lou Piccone, and now Will Fowler. This is going to be great because whatever these guys are doing, we're going to hear about it here on Senior Radio Buffalo, and we're so excited. So log on to Senior Radio Buffalo and find out where the next place the Buffalo Bills Alumni Foundation is going to be so you can get out and not only say hi, but say thank you. Hey, everybody, you're listening to Senior Radio Buffalo. I'm Linda Pellegrino. I hope you're going to have a great day.
Thanks for listening to another great episode of Senior Radio Sunday Morning Edition, the local radio show that focuses on informing and educating our baby boomer and active senior community. Each week, we'll bring you local experts whose vital information is relevant to your life. To show your appreciation, make a suggestion, or participate on the show, message us at seniorradiobuffalo.com. Join Linda Pellegrino next Sunday for another episode of Senior Radio Sunday Morning Edition. Brought to you by Danisco Strategic Group.
Hi, it's Linda Pellegrino. Senior Radio Buffalo has a mission to bring information and education to our active senior community. The show has been so successful that we're now adding a Call Linda line. If you would like information on any of our senior radio guests, have suggestions, or would like to participate in the show, give me a call. We want to hear from our listeners at 716-324-5222. That's 716-324-5222.
Call Linda, brought to you by Touching Hearts at Home.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.